Lucas Wilcox raised funds to buy and then drive 7 large teepees to Osheti Sequoyah, the main camp of 3 near the Standing Rock Sioux Tribes Reservation in North Dakota. About an hour and a half south of Bismarck, the camp is a sea of tents, yurts, and a striking number of teepees.
More than any other structure, there's just hundreds and hundreds of teepees set up here. And from a distance, if you can't see the individual cars, you just see an amazing encampment of teepees that could have been the same type of village from 1,000 years ago. It's wonderful to see this ancient technology set up and being implemented on the Great Plains again.
Wilcox is white. He's been involved with the Occupy movement and rainbow gatherings, and he says he felt drawn to stand as an ally with the Native people at Standing Rock because of shared values. He says it's important for white people who come to the camp to respect Lakota culture.
They absolutely invite everybody and anybody who wants to and can come here as support for the cause of stopping the pipeline, with the caveat that everyone needs to be just as respectful as possible of the Native culture and customs and of the individuals that have been here for their entire lives.
After a short visit to the camp in October, Wilcox saw the need for shelter as winter approached, and in early November, he returned to his hometown of Homer, where he held a fundraiser. He raised more than $4,000, but spent $6,000 on the teepees and transportation. The Standing Rock Sioux tribe has been occupying Army Corps of Engineers land along the path of the Dakota Access Pipeline Project since April, claiming they're the rightful owners under an 1851 treaty. The company Energy Transfer Partners wants to drill under the Missouri River to complete a pipeline that would ship crude oil across 4 states. The tribe says the possibility of a pipeline accident could threaten their water supply, and construction would destroy sacred sites. On Sunday, November 20th, there was a violent clash on a bridge just outside the camp when Wilcox arrived.
I got back here this last time with the 7 teepees on Sunday night, which was the night of that huge demonstration on the bridge against the police where they were spraying people with water cannons for several hours.
Law enforcement officials have said they used the water cannons and other force because the demonstration turned into a riot, but demonstrators deny that allegation. In the camp itself, people like Leila Farakbash keep daily life moving with cooking and projects. She's living at the Two Spirit Camp, a sub-camp of Osheti Sequoyah, that's using 4 of the 7 teepees Wilcox brought.
I am a queer Cuban-Iranian first-generation woman. I have ties to Portland, Oregon, and Austin, Texas, Massachusetts, and the East Coast.
This is her second trip to the camp, and she says she plans to stay through the spring.
The most important thing for me and the reason why I'm here is to stand in solidarity with Indigenous folks who've been experiencing environmental racism for as long as there have been colonizers.
Farakbash says the teepees have been a blessing.
One of them we're using as a communal space to socialize and hold meetings in, and then the other one we're using to help hold all of our donations that keep pouring in.
She guides me through the entrance of one of the larger teepees.
So this one we're having meetings in, and then also folks are staying in it if it's cold.
And a second large teepee right next to it.
So this one we have all of our blankets and donations in. We got some starter logs, batteries, some nice lamps, a lot of sleeping bags.
It's really warm in here.
Yeah, they're really toasty.
The Army Corps of Engineers has issued an eviction notice for the camp through a letter to the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. They want demonstrators to move the main camp south of the Cannonball River by December 5th. Leaders say the camp will not move. A spokesperson for the Morton County Sheriff's Department told the Bismarck Tribune they'll warn people carrying goods to the camp that they could be subject to an infraction with a maximum penalty of $1,000. At least 2,000 veterans from across the country are expected to join the camp December 4th, the day before the eviction deadline. Along the banks of the Cannonball River, I'm Daisha Eaton.